This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Want to talk about the end of the Knicks season, 888-808-1019, as the Pacers move on to the NBA Finals.
You know, I was thinking about if you just take each individual player and say, okay, give them a grade for this playoff run.
I like this. Let's grade some guys.
No, that they had, like the playoff run that they had. You know, all right, what would you give Jalen Brunson?
A minus.
Okay, what would you give Karl Anthony Towns?
C plus.
What would you give Mikal Bridges?
B.
What would you give OG Anunoby?
C.
What would you give Josh Hart?
B plus.
What would you give Deuce McBride?
B plus.
What would you give Mitch?
A.
Yeah, he didn't play a lot, didn't score a lot, but he was a defensive factor. There's no question.
Every time he was in there, he was a plus player. And I understand his free throws.
And a rebounding factor.
But he was a huge deal. I mean, he was just great doing the things he needed to do. So, yes, he gets an A.
If you were to improve the starting five, how would you improve the starting five?
I mean, this is the question that is very, very difficult to answer. I mean, so I am of the belief that they won't win a championship with Karl Anthony Towns being a factor.
All right, so that's the way that you feel that the Knicks have to improve, that they have to replace or remove Karl Anthony Towns.
But I understand how difficult that is with all the factors that go in with acquiring a player like that, paying a player like that, having to trade a guy like that after you give up all your picks. So I'm not one of these guys just like trade him, get rid of him. I understand how hard that is.
And plus, you have to admit that he was an all NBA. He was a first team All Star,
which I know is a little bit of a catch 22 in that way. He's a guy that's as talented as he is, which is with as much money as he makes. At his core, is not a championship basketball player.
I think one of the reasons why I give him like a C- in the Pacers series in particular is because of the difficulties that he was having getting to the rim. Like unaware of double teams coming his way, taking bad shots.
Yeah.
Not really playing the defense the way it's supposed to be played.
Well, the fouls are just the biggest thing.
And then the fouls.
Ugh.
I mean, like, there's a lot of things, like, for a guy that is as productive as he is, and he is the best big man we have had since Patrick Ewing when it comes to offense.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick was a defensive stud, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference between these two. I mean, but he is productive on the offensive end. His shooting was terrible in game 6. Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the type of stuff that's just like completely unacceptable from someone who is supposed to be the guy to put you over the top.
So if your star players are doing what they're supposed to be doing, you as the coach are going to benefit from that. Am I right?
Yeah. Yes, of course. I mean, I feel as confident as ever in saying that the issue with the Knicks is not a Tibbs issue at all. It is a roster construction issue, and it's the guys that you chose when you sat on your assets, you chose to bring in to put you over the top. And neither one of those guys gave you the things that you expected in the biggest moments. Now, Mikal Bridges did defensively twice in the Boston series.
Yeah, he had one really bad game in Indiana. I think I forget which game it was now, where he couldn't hit his mid-range jump shot. Maybe it was game four, I think it was.
Yeah.
But, you know, after that, you know, the last two games, I thought he played really well.
He was good.
I had no problem with him. I actually like him. You know, the fact is, he plays every freaking game.
Yeah.
The guy
yeah.
doesn't come off the basketball court. Load management, my ass.
Right.
And I can appreciate that more than anything else is that, you know, he's available. He can still get better.
Like, I still think he can get better, and I think he will get better.
The question for the Knicks are, do they give him a contract extension right now? He's got 1 year left on his contract.
Yeah, I mean, there are some tricky situations here, man. There really are.
And they had to know that going in. They had to know that there were going to be some situations here.
All right, how about you grade these guys now? So you gave Towns a C?
I give him a C-.
C-.
In the Pacers series.
Okay, but you said overall now.
Overall, I'd probably give him a B.
Really?
I would, but, you know, I would say that, you know, they won the first two series. He was a big part of that. From what I can remember, I don't like the stupid fouls that he took, but you know, I think, you know, he helped get them to the next level.
There's Brunson,
no question. I always give him an A. I give him an A because of just his overall knowing what he had to deal with, especially in the Pacers series. I don't like the turnovers.
That's why I gave him an A-. Some of that sloppy stuff, you know,
the inbounds passes that drove me crazy in a game that they won in Game Five, but this Game Six, just like he has those moments where I think he just loses his concentration and they end up losing the ball.
OG.
OG, you know, to me was like a B-.
Mm.
Maybe a C.
B- might even be generous. Mitch.
I mean, for what he does, a B+.
Josh Hart.
C.
See, I thought he was a little better than that. But
he was a non-factor in Game Six.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, overall,
and Halliburton was a non-factor until like the last, you know, eight or nine minutes of the game.
Yeah. God. I mean, it's just I don't think that the Knicks blew Game One. I don't think they blew this series. Okay. I think the Pacers were better than I expected them to be. But it is very frustrating to think that they were that close.
They should have been there. Victor in Flushing. Victor, what's happening?
What's up, Boomer? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Very good. Listen, what I want to talk about is Coach Tibbs. I mean, all year you've been preaching he doesn't play the guys. He only plays seven. And he finally realized when it was a bit too late that you need to play 10 to 11 guys this type of basketball. It's not 1990. He's got to wake up. And the only way the Knicks are going to get better is by getting rid of the coach, unfortunately. Nice man, great heart. But he's not going to win that style, and he will not change.
What are you looking at me for? Yeah, I mean, he addressed you and your take on it, and you're staring at me. I don't know.
I mean, I'm the one, you know, just so everybody understands, and everybody makes fun of me because of it, and I get it, that wanted to see more of Precious Achiuwa, right? I wanted to see more of some other guys getting some run, especially during the regular season. And, yes, he did figure it out. In the postseason, I think that was more of a necessity than anything else. And he saw what Indiana was doing. And by the way, going into this series with Indiana, the first thing we said is they go deep into their bench and they like to run and they like to get out on the edges and they like to just try to get as many fast break points as possible. And we all knew that going into this. And then when the Knicks allow those fast break points to happen in Game Six, it's so frustrating because you know the coach has sat them down. They were watching tape, and they know this is part of the way that Indiana wants to play, yet the players didn't get back.
Well, and this is exactly what I was going to say. So in not only the preaching that happens when we don't see, but the preaching that we did see in some of these timeouts when he was mic'd up and he's saying all the things that we're saying and the players are still not doing it. He knows that Karl-Anthony Towns can't commit sloppy fouls. He knows that they need better closeout defense on the threes. He knows they need to be better in transition defense. He preached that stuff over and over and over again. The guys still didn't get to the level they needed to. It's on the players more than anybody.
Yeah, and again, I will just go back over recent Knick history. So if you're a 20 to 35-year-old, you've seen crap. But you've been lucky that over the last 4 years, the team has gotten better and better and better. And the reason for that is because of the stability that the Knicks now find themselves with. And that's Leon Rose first and foremost, and it's Coach Thibodeau next. Those two guys are the ones that are most responsible for making the team stable. Like, they have good players. They have all NBA players. They have starters in all-star games. Well, you know, the Knicks couldn't say that, you know, for the last 20 years.
I know, and this is why when we have these conversations, it sounds a little bit silly because of how bad they've been, and it's a nitpicking, and they're in the Eastern Conference Finals and all that, but they got through all that, and now we're here, and now the next step is to try to win a championship.
Yeah, it's up to Leon Rose to figure out how to do it, and he's not going to fire the coach.
I don't think so,
he represented the coach for all those years. He brought the coach here.
And Jalen Brunson loves Tibbs.
Yeah, so. I mean, and I think that there are guys like, you know, Josh Hart should appreciate Tom Thibodeau because he gave him a starting job last year when all the injuries happened. And then guess what? This year he ended up in the starting rotation. And by the way, how many NBA players go to the coach and say, hey, if you need to start Mitchell Robinson in this series and have me come off the bench, I'll do that.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's unselfishness. And that's a very, very unique quality to have as an NBA player.
Damon's in the Bronx. What's going on, Damon?
Good morning, Boom and Geo. So I know we're talking about Tibbs and whether or not he should go or not. My only criticism with him is that it seemed as we got later into the series, he started using the bench. We could use the bench later in the series. Why can't we use him throughout the year so this way the guys are fresh? Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Great job, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jerry, kill yourself. Bye.
Kill yourself.
Jesus. That's a little strong.
You know what? Very strong. Very, wow. Very, very strong.
What?
You got to have a bench you believe in, too. You know, and you got to have a... And by the way, Landry Shamet did play during the season.
Yeah, I know. But it's also... this whole thing about playing these guys, like, they're... Okay, it's Landry Shamet and D'Lon Wright. It's not like we're got the sixth man of the year.
And they played Precious during the year. They played Precious during the year. They played Mitchell Robinson during the year when he came back.
And the matchups were more so as the series went on that these guys could help out a little bit. And he used them. I mean, what needs to happen is they need to get better players. They need to get guys. And I know they're not getting both those guys back. But I said this even before the series was over. They need guys like Dante DiVincenzo and like Isaiah Hartenstein to play those roles. Now, it's going to be tough to find them at those levels, but they missed both of those types of players.
So are you keeping Mitchell Robinson? Or are you trading him with 1 year left on his contract?
See, I mean, this is such a tough one because I was done with him at the end of last year. He never stayed healthy enough. You could never count on him. But he played his ass off. They wouldn't have won. They wouldn't have gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals without him if he was not healthy. So now I am keeping him. Yes. I mean, I know it's rolling the dice because of the health thing.
Small feet.
He does have very small feet. It's hoof-like. But the way he played,
yes.
I think you got to keep him now.
You keep it Deuce McBride.
I mean, what is his – how many years left does he have?
Does it matter? I mean,
yeah, no, it does matter because, I don't even need to worry about it.
Do you want him?
Well, I want him on the team if he's getting paid.
But I'm just saying, is he a guy that you'd want to keep?
Yeah, of course. But my point is that for how much and for how long, you know?
Yeah,
it's like that. Those are questions that
he's got a contract for 3 more years.
Yeah. So yes, he's on the team.
2 more years.
He's on the team then. Yes. You don't have to worry about him.
He's making, four point...
100% then. He's here.
Yeah,
he's here. And there you go. Good job, CBS Sports Network.
Walton's
but you can see the amount of money that they're spending on their top five.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is why this is probably the team, you know, as far as the starters go. And you're just going to have to find guys to fill the roles that you've been missing.
The two guys you could move if you wanted to, would be Bridges and Robinson because of their contracts.
Yeah. And then, but then, I mean, you better get some sort of major contributor back for Mikal Bridges, because if you don't, I mean, then all those picks are just going right down the toilet.
As much as I love Josh Hart, he needs to come off the bench. And he needs to come off the bench with McBride and Robinson. So those are your three, and they're probably not going to keep Precious. Precious probably move on. But, you know, then you got to find a starter. You got to find somebody who can fit with this group.
Josh in Smithtown. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, you know, Gio, you were saying how Towns is one of the most frustrating players you've watched, and I can't agree more. You know, there was one play, I think it was in game three or four, where he fell down, and it took him like 30 minutes to get back on defense. And when he finally got back, he blew past his guy, and the guy hit a wide-open three. And it's like, even when he dunks, he doesn't elevate. When he shoots, he barely leaves the ground. He's so slow, he doesn't jump. But yet, he's still somehow good, and it really is so confounding and frustrating to watch him. And I kind of agree. I don't think he's the key to getting to that championship level.
Yeah, I mean, right. And it's one of those things where everything that you say positive about him is true, and everything that you say negative about him is true. And this is why he's so mesmerizing to coaches and general managers, and like, get that guy on our team, man. I mean, the talent that he has, I'll turn him around. I'll get him to play better defense. I'll get him to play smarter. And if Tibbs can't do that, then nobody can, because he's the ultimate fundamental play smart, play defense guy. And he had him for an entire year, and he almost got worse as the season went on when it came to those fundamental things.
Yeah, he wasn't hitting his three-point shots either. I mean, he was brutal, throwing up bricks. And even the buckets around the basket that he would normally somehow get in, you know, get the fall and maybe get a three-point player out of it or two, they weren't falling either in game six. I mean, he just had a terrible game six.
No, he did.
And so did Brunson, for that matter. But, you know, Brunson, they did everything they possibly could to impede whatever he was trying to do. So I understand that, you know, he had to play under extreme pressure conditions.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that they were very successful at. And you heard Nembhard in an interview during the game where Ali LaForce asked, you know, you're all over Brunson and it seems to be working. And Nembhard said, yeah, I mean, he's been dominating this series, and anything I can do to throw him off his game, annoy him, and get him frustrated, I'm doing, and I'm trying to do it, and it was working.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here. He's got more sports for us. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Some more picking up the pieces from the end of the Knicks season as the Pacers move on to the NBA Finals. So for head coach Tom Thibodeau, what now for this Knicks team?
I think decompress, you do a deep dive on the team, and then you analyze what you think you need to improve upon. And then, you know, we have the draft, and then we have free agency, and there's trades, and then there's the internal development, and then it's the study and preparation for next season. And so it's a big offseason for us.
I would certainly think so. And for Mikal Bridges, he's got one more year under contract. He looked at this past season, his first one with the Knicks. Is this a building block?
Yeah, first year. Live risk for everybody and battle through. First year. Just got to get better for next year.
And then there's Josh Hart. We know he had his struggles in this series. He acknowledges them.
I was kind of disappointed. I had some good games, some bad games. I just was trying to find it. I couldn't find it.
No, he did not. The team that did find it was the Pacers. They move on to play Oklahoma City. Miles Turner on Saturday night was talking about the teams that are left standing or showing how you build now.
I think it's a new blueprint for the league, man. I just, I think the years of the super teams and, stacking is just not... It's not as effective as it once was, you know what I mean? This NBA, since I've been in the league, this NBA is very trendy, it just shifts. But the new trend now is just kind of what we're doing. OKC does the same thing, young guys get out and run, defend, just use the power of friendship is how they call it.
The power of friendship.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
How about that?
Well.
That's a new one.
Yeah. I don't know. The Knicks have the power of friendship. They just don't have the youthful legs that these teams have.
But they also altered the power of friendship by sending Dante DiVincenzo out.
They broke some hearts.
Such sometimes great chemistry.
You know what? They got to the Eastern Conference Final, for God's sake.
They did.
I don't know. To me, it's a successful year. I mean, losing to the Pacers is tough for us Knicks fans to understand. But, the Pacers, I think, finished one game behind the Knicks in a regular season.
Well, they also, we talked about this. The end of their season was amazing. Yep. Like, they had a better record than anybody.
Because they were injured for the most part. They had missed like three or four guys during the early part of the season that ended up then coming back. And then they went on that great run in March.
The Pacers deserved to be in the finals.
Yeah.
They were the better team in this series. And I know that game one being blown was horrible, and who knows what happens if the Knicks win that game, but they didn't, and the Pacers earned it. They deserve to be there.
Pacers-Thunder game one on Thursday night. Next hour, we'll hear from the TNT guys as they signed off for the final time. So that'll be coming up at 8:30.
Well, right? Final time on TNT.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I said signed off on TNT for the final time.
Yeah, I know, but it's, I mean.
I know, they're going to ESPN. But, well, I will, but when I play the clips, because I got to cut it up, Ernie Johnson was quite emotional.
Was he?
Yes, he was. So we will get to that next hour. All right, Yankees-Dodgers last night in Los Angeles, and we start with the Thrivewell Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. His name is DJ LeMahieu.
0-2 to DJ. Swung on, a little looper in the left field. That will get down. Flying is Dominguez. He's going to score without a throw. Bobbling out there is the left fielder Páez. Runner gets the third. That's Wells, an RBI single. DJ LeMahieu.
And that was Dave Sims with the call on the fan. He was four, not Sims, but LeMahieu was 4-for-5 on the night. Also had an RBI double. Not too shabby. The Yankees beat the Dodgers 7-3. That's why he is our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. Here was LeMahieu with Susan after the game. Nice victory after Saturday's horrific night.
Kind of a mess of a game yesterday, but to come back like we did, you know, Yarbs gave us a great outing, and offensively we just had a great day, you know, 1-9, so... Good to finish like we did.
Yes, and get a victory. Here was Ben Rice. He was part of the crew that knocked out Yoshinobu Yamamoto. He did homer, a two-run shot. Yamamoto only lasted into the fourth inning. This was Rice on Yes.
Yeah, he's a tough guy to face. Really good command. He's got good stuff. I think just being aggressive to our zones helped us and laying off some of those pitchers' pitches early.
And a lot of different guys getting involved. This was a night where Aaron Judge didn't hit a home run and wasn't all that involved in the offense, and yet the other guys came through. And LeMahieu mentioned at Yarbs, that's Ryan Yarbrough, their pitcher, former Dodger, who did a nice job last night and also held Shohei Ohtani hitless in his times he faced him.
Just knowing that he is, like, really aggressive and hunting for certain pitches, so really just trying to just really understand what I do well, execute that, and just really keep him off balance in between certain
things. Six innings, one run ball for Yarbrough, who is 3-0 with an ERA of 2.83. The one thing of note here, injury-wise, Jason Dominguez on a slide, I guess it was, injured his thumb. He said it felt bad enough to come out in the moment, but maybe okay now.
From the hit, I mean, it was kind of difficult to feel the bat with the upper hand, but right now, I'm feeling better already, so I don't think there's nothing concerning about that.
You got to go double oven mitt, man.
Can you go double mitt?
I've seen them. I've seen guys. Really? Yeah, I've seen guys with double mitts, yeah.
Two mitts.
Yeah, it looks ridiculous.
The one looks stupid.
Yeah, but
two?
He hurt his non-mitt thumb. Throw it on
there. How about this? Slide feet first.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Could do that, too. Yeah. Yankees, a 5.5 game lead atop the AL East. They will be home for Cleveland tomorrow. Dodgers and Mets tonight in Los Angeles. The Mets on Sunday beat the Rockies. As Al and I were discussing, Juan Soto, now that the Knicks are out, picked a nice time to start to hit the baseball. He did it all weekend long.
3-2, the payoff pitch. Swing and a drive in the air. Pretty well hit. Right center. Going back. Freeman still going. It is gone. A line drive home run by Juan Soto as he hits it to the far edge of the Mets bullpen towards right center field. And so Juan Soto has homered for the second consecutive game.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey
Juan
Radio.
Soto!
You also had home runs from Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso, and the Mets beat the Rockies 5-3. Colorado now 9-50 on the season. Here was Soto. We won this thing as a group.
It's not only about us three. It's all about the whole team. When everybody comes through, the dugout was always happy. We always sharing thoughts and really enjoying the moment, you know. At the end of the day, definitely, we all want to come through, but every day is going to be a different guy.
What do you think, Todd Frazier, like the way he drops to a knee, or was the Frazier one a little more extreme?
Well, the Frazier one, I think, was more extreme, but I've seen that before from him, but it is weird. It's a strange look, especially when it's in slow motion or when they stop it and you actually see his knee touching the ground.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is the pitcher had his knee down on the ground as well after he threw. And SNY showed a shot yesterday where they both were on the knee at the same time. I think Gary said they're both praying. one for it to go out and the other for it to stay
for it to not go out. Exactly.
But God was on Juan Soto's side. Oh,
what it was. Yes. The Mets went 7-2 on the 9-game homestand. Here was Francisco Lindor.
Fantastic. It's a good start to the month. Everybody came out and gave everything they had, and now we off to a long road trip, I guess. So it's a happy flight. Enjoy tonight and focus on where we've got next.
And now they should be sleeping in Los Angeles as we speak, as they will play later tonight. Clay Holmes, by the way, 7 innings for the win. Happy to get that deep into the game. First time he's gone 7.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get deep in the games. You know, our bullpen's been great. But you know, for that to be sustainable, you know, I know that, you know, we need some innings out of the starters. And, you know, for me to go out there and get some length, it feels good.
Yeah, and it certainly helped out.
Edwin Diaz,
a nice easy ninth inning, got the save. He's been, he looks like himself from a few years ago.
Yes, he does.
He has been fantastic. Paul Blackburn makes his first start of the season tonight in L.A. against Dustin May on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio. That is a 10-10 start, and the Mets one game ahead of the Phillies atop the NL East as they were swept away by the Brewers. And then how many times do you think over the years we watched Jacob DeGrom pitch, did we hear this? DeGrom went 6 as the Rangers beat the Cardinals 8-1, but had to battle through.
It's what you can do in those where you don't feel so great. Like I said, I was fighting myself. They scored early, and I was like, all right, we got to figure out a way to get these guys out. And, you know, that's what I tried to do for the rest of the game.
And I know there was a moment in the first or second inning where they had to come out and make sure he was okay physically.
I mean, it's unbelievable that this is – I mean, he went through that whole thing where they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him, and he kept going on the IL, and I think he was just afraid that he was going to get a major injury before hitting free agency.
Yep.
And then he did get the major injury after he signed in free agency.
Correct. So. But pretty good now, as he has really pitched well of late. In golf, Scottie Scheffler is your winner. Here's how it sounded on CBS at the Memorial.
The man is a machine. Scottie Scheffler, the repeat champion at Jack's event.
That seemed like he said that with some great...
No, he loves Scotty. Loves Scotty.
Well, so does Jack Nicklaus. I played the clips last hour of Nicklaus essentially crushing the leaderboard. But just in terms of Scheffler and his dominance, Nicklaus kind of marvels at him.
He reminds me so much of the way I like to play. And, you know, I don't think I played nearly as well as he played. He's played better than I played and more consistent.
Yeah, and one other one on the leaderboard. Well, I mean, I kind of slug this Jack Nicklaus. These other guys stink. Here's Nicklaus.
Just asked Scotty if he watched the leaderboard. He says, yeah, I do. I said, well, I did too. I always watched the leaderboard and found out what my competition was. And I always felt like what level I had to play to fight that competition off. And sometimes you'd have to fight it off because you knew they'd self-destruct. And so, you know, so you just don't make dumb mistakes and play solid golf and you win.
And that's what he did.
That's like the guys I play on Sunday morning. They get off to a good start. They're like, don't worry.
They're not coming back.
Yeah, he's going to self-destruct at some point.
There's no way he's making it 18 holes.
Yeah, right. There's no shot. Like, this was a nice little start. It was cute, but it's going right down the drain.
It's
going
to go south quickly. And the Stanley Cup Finals Wednesday, where you talk about not watching the basketball. I mean... Not that these aren't great teams, but Edmonton and Florida is not exactly a ratings bonanza.
Basically, a rematch is what it is. And I'm not saying it's going to be a ratings bonanza, but I'll tell you, for those of us who are hockey fans, I want to see Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl see if they can go get the cup and see if they can get it away from Florida, who added Brad Marchand. These guys, and Florida looks like they're totally healthy going into this. So for those of us who love the sport, I will watch this thing from start to finish, and I can't wait to see what it looks like.
I have no doubts, and I think both of these series are going to be fun to watch. I just don't think much of America is going to watch either of them.
The point being, I think OKC is so much better than Indiana. I could see that a 4-1. I could see this thing going 7 between
Florida last year.
I mean, they're just going to go back and forth, but you know, remember, Florida get out to a 3-0 lead last year. That I don't think that's going to happen.
Are you are you flashing me? You want some?
Am I flashing? I'm not sure. Am I?
I'm going to button those.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Button there. Sorry.
Ooh. I got a little nip slip from Boomer.
Wardrobe malfunction. Yeah, look at that.
So anyway, I do
think. So anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, I think the hockey fan will definitely get into this.
I was into you.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
You see a little hair on that chest? Not much. No, not much?
Not much.
Interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So every day this week in the 8 a.m. hour, we're giving away a pair of tickets for Fanatics Fest, which is returning here to New York. I know it was a huge hit last year, so it's coming back in June, late June this month, which it's June already. So.
Yeah, they actually moved that up from August to June simply because they can get more NFL players there.
That's right.
It's interesting we talk about NFL players. I don't know how many players will be moved around this time, but this is the June 1st designation we just passed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Jets released Aaron Rodgers with a June 1st designation, meaning that then they could spread out some of the money that they owe him over the next couple of years. That's why they do that.
Right.
It doesn't have any effect on him not signing with the Steelers at this point. He could have signed as soon as the Jets tell him he's no longer wanted and they're going to designate a June 1st designation on him. He could go and sign with the Steelers or anybody else for that matter whenever he wanted to. So that really has nothing to do. But there are some players, that are candidates to be moved at this point and could be traded or could be released.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's always an interesting thing. And by the way,
Your buddy Scott Zolak up there in Boston did say that it was on the table that Steph Diggs was going to get cut.
No kidding.
As you mentioned that you felt like that was going to be a real possibility with that boat video. And he also said it wasn't just the boat, Zolak said. It's not just the boat. The boat's part of
there.
It.
He's not there.
But it's also, there's other things that are going on.
Yeah, so. Well, don't show up to OTAs. I know that, again, they are voluntary. They don't have to show up except for a certain amount of days. And he probably feels like he doesn't have to be there. And like I told you, this is Vrabel. This is New England. They're trying to break in a new quarterback. They're trying to get things stabilized up there. And the last thing they want is to have what Steph Diggs is right now, an older wide receiver.
Doing Tusi,
or at least looks like Tusi, and he's hanging out on a yacht because he's living in a different world right now.
Yeah. No, it is very true. Cardi B, yachts.
You say whatever you want about Russell Wilson. He's in that world, but he is not in the world like that. Like it seems like Steph Diggs is. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like he's got a beautiful wife, and she's an incredible entertainer. And yet that's never really truly affected him, like outside of, just being the personality that he is. In other words, he's committed to the game of football.
That is true. There's no doubt about that. Works hard. I do think that it got a little bit out of control there in Denver with the contract and everything else. But he was humbled by that. So we'll see what he gives the Giants. Also, June 1st, an interesting date because Bill Belichick's buyout goes down to $1 million.
Yeah, I know. And Al and Jerry have this bet. And, I was listening to those guys in the pregame show, the pregame warm-up. And Al looks like he's going to most likely have to go to a Met game in September against the Rangers, where maybe DeGrom could be pitching.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say that yet. I am really not ready to say that. I mean, it's gone quiet for a couple of days or a week or so with Jordan Hudson, but now the buyout is $1 million, and all it takes is just one more sledgehammer story to come out about something, and then he'll be done. So I think that Jerry's in the lead. I think Jerry's the favorite right now. There was a point where Al might have been the favorite, but the bet is that if Bill Belichick does not coach at all at North Carolina and leaves before the first week, Jerry has to stay in his home for an entire weekend day like Al does. And that's like the worst case scenario for Jerry. But if Bill does coach, then Jerry takes Al to a Mets game on a Saturday at 4:00 in September.
So I'm looking at the North Carolina football schedule. They open on a Monday night against TCU September 1st, and that's on ESPN national television.
Okay.
And, from that point on, they got Charlotte and Richmond and UCF. He should be able to coach circles around those guys, right?
Well, you'd think.
And then comes Clemson, Cal, Virginia, Syracuse, Stanford.
Yeah, we talked about that when we were going over the schedule with Frank Reich.
Yeah, but that's at
North Carolina. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have a very tough schedule. I mean, honestly. I mean, he should. Could they lose one game to Clemson? I think is probably going to be a top five team this year.
But I mean, it's Bill Belichick, and I know he's got some decent recruits, and he's the greatest coach ever, and all that stuff. But I have no idea how good North Carolina is.
What do you think, Eddie? What do you think? I would think that Eddie would have his finger on this pulse.
Oh, it's very manageable if he is not lost anything.
I mean, what has he lost? If anything, he's gained.
You can question it now, I think.
So the question I have for you is that Monday night game, September 1st, how much did they show Jordan Hudson during that game?
I bet you she's not there. I bet you that they will make sure that she is not in the building to be shown. North Carolina is going to say, we can't have that on national TV. She can't be here. She's got to watch from home or your office or somewhere else. We can't make this a circus.
Maybe she's part of the cheerleaders.
She may be. That I wouldn't put past her.
Or if it comes down to that, maybe at the last moment, Al wins the bet.
That right, if that's the make or break, either she's at these games or not.
North Carolina said, look, hey, it's great. We're happy for you guys as a couple and everything. We just don't want her at the games. And Bill Belichick says, well, that ain't happening.
Maybe walks right out. As his team takes the field, he leaves with Jordan hand in hand.
Maybe she's on the sideline holding the wire to his headset.
sort of like the end of Severance, if people know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
They grab hands and walk away from the door. And it's just the two of them stuck in some world that doesn't even exist. Interesting. By the way, King of Fakakta football in there, Eddie Scazzeri. I don't know if he's got any scuttlebutt on this, but there's a lot of rumblings in the world of the Entfla. And the Entfla is the Entertainment Football League of America, or whatever it is. And our buddy and colleague, our friend Peter Schwartz, the general manager of the Long Island Dragons, who's coming back. And, you know, he's been all a part of it, the press conferences and the jerseys and the name of the coach and everything.
He's a big shot.
He's a big shot, but, you know, he has scrubbed his entire social media of all New York Dragons references.
Wow. So this is never a good sign.
It is not. So I can't get, he hasn't given me any information on this, so I don't know what's going on.
It usually means like the paycheck didn't show up or something.
I don't know. But it's his thing to tell. It's his story to tell. But it is out there. So it's not like I'm breaking any news here. It is out there.
Has he put anything out there on social media?
That's not my fault.
No, he is not. He's just taken every reference out of it. Like, yeah.
Why would he?
I don't know.
The only reason I could think that he would scrub all of the social media references to him being the general manager of the Entfla Dragons would be that either a paycheck didn't go through or they are reassigning him to a different, area.
Or is this a fold before you start situation?
No, I don't think so, because I went and I was doing some digging and they've been posting stuff and still going full bore ahead with everything. So it could be, but yeah, I mean, it was disappointing to see, because this was like Peter's dream job, and he had, you know, the Dragons as his background on his ex profile. Now it's back to the doors of WFAN, and both Instagram and X, it's all out of his profile. Every picture, everything is scrubbed. So it's unfortunate. So I'm rooting for him to get back.
When's the next time we'll see him around here?
I don't know. I mean, the next time that CeeLo can't fill in for Jerry, and then Schwartz comes up next.
Yeah, but he still works here.
Yeah, he does, like, occasionally.
Occasionally?
Like, overnight. He did the updates overnight.
Yeah, he does overnight.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we don't see him.
Okay.
We don't see him when he does that. He's gone by that time. So I'm not sure. I don't know. But it's curious, I'll tell you that much.
Something's going on.
Something's going on. You know, it's like you see this with pro sports with these wide receivers when they want new contracts. They scrub their social media of every reference.
Yeah.
They unfollow the team. That's what's going on here.
You know, so there was a falling out, maybe? Somehow?
I don't know, man. But
you know,
it doesn't look good.
You know why they do that. They're looking for, like, sympathy from the fans.
So you think this is a sympathy spot for Peter?
It could be. I mean, like, you know, maybe the fans want Peter to be more involved than he is. And maybe Peter feels that from the fans.
So he did this knowing that this would be talked about.
Yeah.
To put pressure on Entfla.
But look at us. We're talking about
it. They got me. Got me talking. I'll tell you that much. Got other people talking. They were sending me, hey, did you see this? No more Dragons for Schwartz. And I said, oh, that's weird.
I don't think this is scuttlebutt. I think if it was scuttlebutt, something that, like, he would still have the Dragon stuff up there.
Yeah.
And then you would know something while that was still up there.
Right.
This is basically him taking it down.
He took it down. I noticed that he took it down.
Has he had a press conference?
He has not had a press conference.
He has had a lot of press conferences with them.
Yeah, he has a ton. One at a VFW hall, another one at a bar.
And he's carried a torch for that Dragons idea for years.
Yes.
Going back for when he was doing the play-by-play.
I'm telling you, the Entfla better not be screwing Schwartz here. They better take care of our guy. I mean, I don't know if they know who they're messing with, the Entfla. I mean, the guy for the job, perfect situation, perfect guy to take the Dragons back, to rise like the Phoenix, to come back to arena football, and they're going to start screwing them.
Is he still doing his radio show?
Sports Bash?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He is.
All right, so has there been any conversation there?
Nothing.
This is really...
Radio silence.
This is a strange one.
Radio silence. Yep. I mean, if he wants to tell us something, he could tell us something. But he, as of right now, is not responding to calls or texts or emails.
I don't want to speculate.
Yeah, so we shouldn't. But all I want to say is, Entfla, take care of our guy Schwartz.
Don't be screwing around with him. This guy's more passionate about the Dragons than anybody in the world. Make sure you take care of our guy. It's Boomer and Geo.
Isn't his son like part of the...
He is. Digital media team, yeah. Strategy.
How is the Dragons digital media thing going?
I don't know. I did not. I only follow Schwartz for updates. And now,
which was it, Bradley, right?
Yes.
Bradley's still there?
He's apparently... He has not scrubbed his social media of the stuff.
Oh, you've checked?
Of course I did.
Okay.
Yes.
And speaking of other Fakakta football, UFL playoffs this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.